The indictment of Richard Reed is one of a series of developments in the terror investigation and legal process. Today, a U.S. District Court judge refused to allow the trial of Zakariyyah Moussaoui to be televised. He is the only person to be indicted so far in direct connection with the September 11th attacks. Court TV had requested to broadcast the trial. The judge upheld a ban on cameras in federal court.
Also this week, charges were brought against John Walker Lind, the American who fought with the Taliban, and against two men caught up early on in the September 11th investigation. One other suspect was released. Here now to talk with us about the week's events is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, let's start with the case of Abdallah Higazi. He's the Egyptian student who was arrested for having a radio in his hotel room in New York City. That hotel was right across the street from the World Trade Center. What happened with him?
Right, that's right. He was picked up about a month ago in New York. He's the son of an Egyptian diplomat. He came to the U.S. in August to study computer engineering. Now, the FBI grew suspicious of him after they found a radio that's used to communicate with pilots. Supposedly, it was in his room. He denied owning it, and they charged him with making false statements. But then another hotel guest came forward and said, you know what, that was actually my radio. I was staying a floor below him, and it was mine. So they released, the FBI released him after 31 days he was released, and that's kind of the end of that story for him.
I understand he was actually quite gracious about the whole incident.
He was. When he got out of custody, he said he could understand why the FBI would be suspicious, and he even offered to take the two agents who had been handling his case out to lunch to, quote, bury the hatchet. Now, I should say that the FBI is investigating how they got that erroneous information. They were told the radio was in his room. They don't know if they were being intentionally misled or if it was an innocent mistake.
Now, two other people whom the FBI suspected have not been so fortunate. These are the men with box cutters who were arrested in Texas. What's happened with them?
Right. They were arrested the day after the September 11th attacks. They were picked up in Fort Worth. They had box cutters, hair dye, an awful lot of money on them. They've been held in New York ever since as material witnesses. And then on Monday, they were indicted. Now, they weren't indicted for anything to do with terrorism, but with credit card fraud. I guess, you know, it's their bad luck that they happened to fit the profile of the hijackers. And now, if they're convicted, they could get 5 years in prison.
Let's move on now to John Walker Lind. He's the young American who fought with the Taliban. What is his status?
Well, a source tells me that he's on a slow boat to the United States. He's still in military custody. He won't be handed over to law enforcement for at least a few days. Now, you know, Melissa, the way this case has been handled is really interesting. Generally, the Justice Department doesn't talk about people that they're charging with a crime until after that person has been indicted. Walker hasn't been indicted yet. And some people I talk to say that the Justice Department really, really wanted to try Walker in the Eastern District of Virginia. As you know, that's a fairly conservative bench, and the Justice Department really likes that bench. And so they went ahead and charged him there just to make sure they had gotten their foot in the door.
The other big event this week was the release of the videos yesterday. Attorney General John Ashcroft calls them martyrdom messages. Are we going to see more of the release of this kind of tape?
Yes, we are. Those videos are really the tip of the iceberg. I've been talking to some law enforcement officials, and apparently the military has gotten an absolute landslide of evidence in Afghanistan. They found thousands of pages of documents with names of al-Qaeda members, financial records. They found computers. They found videotapes. Most of the videos are of the training camps and other activities, and they will help the FBI and the CIA identify al-Qaeda members, and that gives them a lead. Now, the reason the Attorney General put these videotapes out so quickly, these five, is because they're time-sensitive. Basically, translators were going through all this massive material, and suddenly they came across these five videos, and they said, whoa, you know, these guys are all trained up, ready to go. We better get this information out right away. So we're going to see more of this kind of evidence come out, which will be used in prosecutions and also arresting people. And in fact, it's already helped. In Singapore, they arrested 15 people based on evidence that was gleaned in Afghanistan.
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Justice Department correspondent, Barbara Bradley.